From the Dirty Brain Revelers, and you are listening to 102.3 WHIVLP New Orleans, community radio dedicated to human rights and social justice, and all wars.
HIVLP New Orleans, community radio dedicated to social justice, human rights, and ending all wars.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Daniel Gray.
My name's Will Parody.
And y'all are tuned in to Gray Matter, only on
WHIV 102.3 FM, New Orleans Community Radio, dedicated to human rights and social justice.
End all wars. What's up, Will? How you feeling?
Man, Daniel, I'm great.
Awesome. For you guys joining us for the first time, this is Gray Matter. Gray Matter is a show displaying our love for music and current event topics.
It's basically a broadcast of our bromance.
Will and I get to flex our friendship, and we get to share the music and our opinions with you.
So join us, won't you, on Gray Matter.
Love that. We all know Donald Trump has a get-out-of-jail-free pass to do whatever he wants as long as he's seated as president. However, the people under him calling these shots and deploying troops, deploying ICE agents, deputizing ICE agents as agents without the proper training, all these people are going to have to be held accountable.
I think that's another reason why we felt like it was responsible to use our platform to discuss this case, because this feels like a really important inflection point.
It is.
It's a line crossing for many of us, mm-hmm. where if this is acceptable conduct from ICE, if you can just be parked in your car and shot in the head for and I'm going to put this in quotes, not respecting a law enforcement officer.
Yeah, because that's all they could find her guilty of doing, is disrespecting a law enforcement officer.
Well, that's why President Trump said that Renee Good basically insinuated she deserved to die because she didn't respect a law enforcement officer. And to that, I have many things to say. One of them is that I don't think it was respectful what that ICE agent called her after he shot her in the head. Yeah. Something that I can't say on this show, right? Yeah. So you tell me if it was about respect. I think that it's about incredibly sensitive people whose egos are so massive and bruised that they're willing to turn around and be violent to other people. And that includes President Trump.
Well, I would love to tell you that they're all just really still mad because they can't call black people the N-word anymore.
Absolutely, yeah.
So they're doing anything they can to take out that frustration.
Yeah.
They can't be slave owners anymore.
It's just white supremacist grievances. Yeah, that's like it. Trump became a political figure because of the birther movement, let's remember. Right?
Yeah.
And the ICE is just these unqualified meatheads that are not trained and unemployable otherwise, right?
I would even go as far to say these are the snowflakes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would say that it's pretty snowflakey to shoot somebody in the head for just being parked in their car and not listening to you.
Yeah, which, by the way, you're an ICE agent. You're not even local law enforcement.
Right.
So if you tell me to stop my car and get out of the car, I don't have to.
Right.
Because I'm not breaking any federal laws by driving away.
Yeah, we're very far away from what ICE is nominally supposed to be about and its purview as a law enforcement organization, right? This is a traffic stop that led to somebody dying.
What's sad is that the justification of their actions after and calling her a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
Imagine her poor kids.
Yeah.
All I think about is like my daughter. If I did something that got me shot in the face by an ICE agent and my kid had to deal with the fallout from that, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to know that her children will never know a day of peace.
Well, it's victim blaming, Daniel.
Yeah.
And I think that this is where I want to bring in the narcissist's prayer.
Yes.
Let's go through this really quickly. So the narcissist's prayer is that didn't happen.
Didn't happen, fake news.
And if it did, it wasn't that bad.
It's your fault, not ours.
And if it was, it's not that big of a deal. And if it is, that's not my fault. And if it was, I didn't mean it. And if I did, you deserve it. We have seen all of these thrown up in this conversation after this killing, right?
We have.
Trying to discredit this woman who was killed, mm-hmm. Trying to talk about how these officers were in fear of their lives because this woman was doing a 2-mile-per-hour K-turn and that warranted her being shot to death. Any arguments that you're seeing in support of this ICE agent, to me, are all in bad faith.
All of them.
And that's why I would urge anybody who's listening to this to I think your energy is wasted trying to argue with anybody who thinks that this is okay.
That is like going, you know what? You must have a lot of free time. Yeah, go online. You could just pick anywhere on Facebook and just troll somebody. But however,
they're not playing the same game though.
They are not playing the same game.
Because what they're insisting upon is that it is acceptable and that they are allowed to do this to American citizens. It's
that part. Yeah.
Who do not, quote, show respect, quote, to the Trump administration or its violent arm in the form of ICE.
Yeah, and if you do, if you reject any of the mistreatment, you're immediately called a far leftist, and your any viable argument you're going to make is brushed under the carpet, the red MAGA carpet.
We might even be getting sort of lost in the wrong details of this thing.
Yeah.
Because just the how we got here is absurd.
Yeah.
I want to reverse engineer this for a second, okay?
Let's do it.
This 37-year-old mother was... shot while she was doing a K-turn in her car by an ICE agent.
After dropping a kid off to school.
By an unqualified reactionary. ICE is in Minneapolis right now to crack down on a Somali population.
Yeah.
And so that's one pressure point that I want to just stick a pin in really quickly.
Right.
Is how do we go from like cracking down on the Somali population to killing this like white mother?
Yeah.
Somalians
are not white.
Yeah, I mean,
if we're just gonna be surface level with it, right?
You're there
to catch Somalians who are breaking the law,
right?
I hate to even phrase it as catch Somalians that are breaking the law. You're there to terrorize the Somali community,
right? You are. Thank you, because like that's another pressure point of this that I want to hit is that like the ICE was sent to quote crack down on the Somali population and quote that's like 90,000 people, right?
Yeah,
and many of them are American citizens,
yeah,
law abiding people that contribute to society
and
that
pay taxes.
Are minding their own business
and get federal
right?
grants.
This was a response to something that the right has gotten ginned up about where there was a fraud case involving some nonprofits that were committing fraud with some funding during the pandemic. And some of those fraudsters happened to be Somali, right?
Yeah.
It's not like the Somali government was committing like some sort of espionage and fraud in our country. It's not like Somalians just culturally commit fraud.
You're right.
It's a crazy leap to go from some of these people were Somalian to we're going to send in ICE to crack down on this entire community and terrorize them.
And
right?
Literally terrorize them. This was all, mind you, this was all perpetuated by the YouTube streamer who's no longer a streamer because he got forcibly exited from the platform.
So there's our final pressure point that I want to hit too, is like why are these people who sit in their house and watch Fox News frothing at the mouth about a community of immigrants in one city in Minnesota, right? It's because of some YouTuber it's YouTube, man. Like, you make your money from people clicking on your videos, right?
Yeah, it's clickbait.
It's sensationalist journalism, which is just a super wordy way of saying that this guy was just saying whatever he could to get clicks and get eyeballs on his page, right?
Right. Prior to that video going viral, he wasn't a staunch like right winger at all.
No.
He was just like a regular streamer trying to like figure out how to monetize his stream.
Right. Yeah.
And so he figured it out. It was let's take the Somali threat in Minnesota, which was the illegal formation of false entities that were supposed to be like daycares and daycare centers. A group of Somalian immigrants got a little over, I think like 2.4 million to build these daycares and provide a service to the community. Well, mind you, there's a combined 90,000 of them, right? So that makes sense. Like, you have your own daycare centers now, and you have ESL classes. I mean, there's so many things they offer. And so this white YouTube dude, he was just like, I'm just going to go and debunk them and make them seem like fraudsters. And so he... very one-sided, presented a story that they were running a daycare with no children in it.
Tried to barge into this daycare to, let me see the kids. And I just want to ask anybody who's listening, would you leave your child at a daycare that was like, okay, come right in and get my kid on camera? Absolutely. Like, of course not.
Never.
Right? Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
So they did the right thing. They kept them out. It was later legitimized that they were, in fact, an actual daycare and they had children there. And they took care, and they have to live up to certain standards in order to continue to receive these grants.
But a lie moves halfway around the world while the truth is getting its boots on, right?
Bingo.
This guy, like, he got his notoriety for it. Now we're all talking about fraud in Minneapolis.
And it went viral on Twitter, which is where all of these federal law enforcement agencies are getting their information. So do you see what's happening here? This video goes viral on Twitter. ICE sees it. The president is already, he had ICE agents deployed here in Louisiana, as a matter of fact, and they were coming up short. Oh, I'm sorry. They were coming up nil, not short, nil, because nobody would help them.
Which makes me feel really proud to live here, right?
And when they came to New Orleans, people would blatantly tell them to leave the city.
Yeah.
They wouldn't tell them in a harsh way either. They'd be going, nah, man, I don't know who that is, but you should probably leave.
That was something that I was laughing about, I think, with you, is like when the Trump administration was threatening to send federal agents down here, I just thought to myself, like, New Orleans is going to react to this in, like, the chillest way possible. Like, they are sending these agents into major cities to start stuff, right?
Yeah.
I almost use a word that I can't use on the radio.
Sure.
But they're looking for an excuse,
yeah,
to continue to heighten the level of violence and tyranny that they're enacting on people, right?
Absolutely.
They are going in and agitating these communities. And when they came to New Orleans, everybody was just like, get out of here. Like, no, mm-hmm, like, no, man. Like, no.
Yeah. Hey, bro, hold this right quick.
Yeah.
And it was a daiquiri cup. Nah, that's yours. Go ahead, drink it. Oh, like, you hungry, man? Yeah, you look hungry. Go ahead, grab a bowl. And it's a bowl of the best gumbo they ever had. And they found more ICE agents just kind of like hanging out, drinking daiquiris, right, eating gumbo.
Yeah, no, we responded in a big easy sort of way. We judoed this fascistic energy into, like, yeah, we'll see y'all later. Like, thanks for passing through. Thanks for your tourism dollars. Just, you know, a fixation in right-wing media that's based on very little turns into an attack on an entire community of immigrants, and this wild extrapolation, mm-hmm, that they're all committing fraud ? Or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
That leads to a heightened presence of federal agents. And then that leads to now we're looking at somebody who is killed just minding their own business, in no way connected to the inciting incidents that even got these ICE agents up there in the first place, right? It's just at the whim of this gravy-brained psychopath who spends too much time on social media,
right?
And now he's got I don't want to call it a military arm, but he's got a militarized
group
arm to violently enact the MAGA agenda. And then this is an important point, I think, in the history of all this, because if this becomes normalized, if this woman is killed and we all turn to each other and justice is not done on this, and the president can say that it was okay for her to die because she was disrespectful to a law enforcement officer,
sure,
then you better believe this isn't the last time that this is going to happen.
Well, I mean, just 2 days after her death, we had the Marine Corps,
yes,
veteran that incident happened.
Yeah.
And those are just the ones that we know about.
Yeah. We cannot let this be normalized, though.
No.
Otherwise, we might as well just shred the Constitution, because we're acting like we don't have one anymore.
Right.
Don't ever let them hurt you in any way. Or never let them steal and take the best of you. Keep building cities from the ground. We rising with the wave.
It's Kelsey Vibes.
Don't ever let them hurt you in any way. Or never let them steal and take the best of you. Keep building cities from the ground. We rising with the wave. Mother Nature has a way of warning us. A time bomb.
Each one of us, each one of us, we need each other.
calling for me. When I made it on my Uber.
What's great about what we're witnessing is that before Trump's message and like goal has always been to burn it down, right? Completely dismantle things and make it so that we had a more level way of playing the game across the board. Now, what that meant in his case is he wanted to make it easier for billionaires to become trillionaires.
Yeah,
that's it. And leveling the field meant putting that weight of what does it look like when we stop paying when billionaires are. Let's say 100 millionaires stop paying taxes. What does it look like in this country to restructure things so that the poor carry more burden, right? So if you're making 20 grand a year, you're paying 10 grand in taxes now. What does it look like for us to legally take half of what somebody takes home annually? This is all about misappropriating our taxpayers' dollars legally. And he has a full ride to do it. And he, look, you have to pay attention to what's going on that's not being broadcasted in the news. Pay attention to your local and state, and then federal amendments. Pay attention to those things. The little things that get passed that lead to bigger dominoes, right? And I guarantee if you follow that paper trail and you follow that money, you will find out that this is just a money move. And we all know he's being petty toward Minneapolis because of Tim Walz.
Yes.
We all know that. That doesn't take rocket science to figure out.
I think it's also punishing Minneapolis because that was at the center of the Black Lives Matter protests in 2020.
Exactly.
Right? This is punishment. Mm-hmm. This is a narcissist who has military power behind him who is punishing people for it now.
Who's misinformed, too, because what he thought he was going to see going to Minneapolis is like a large black community. And I think he was shocked when they found out that it wasn't at all.
Yeah.
And I think they're all just kind of angry still. And so they're taking out that anger on whoever is nearby. So when you can't demonize black people, the next biggest group you can is the LGBTQ community.
It's escalation of violence. It is an important inflection point where the federal government is basically looking at us point blank and saying that we can kill you.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is when... Nobody took serious, when not enough people took serious the deaths and violence against black people that was happening during that. I like to call it the Trayvon Martin era because that is the domino that got flicked over.
Yes.
That set all this crap into motion where law enforcement just had the biggest crush on murdering black men and women, black people. So when that wasn't taken seriously and legitimized and done something about, because protests are the start, but you need legislation to follow it, right? And so when that wasn't affirmed and things weren't solidified and codified, now you have the escalation on a federal level that is now attacking the second largest community. So it's like they went after the largest minority community they could go after. They were successful. They had their run. They thinned out numbers, and they did what they set out to do. Now they're going after the second largest minority community. And if you don't see the pattern here, then you need to open your eyes.
It reminds me of first they came for the communists, and I did not speak out, right?
Yep.
First they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. We are seeing the groups that are supposed to be protected in this system are no longer safe either.
That.
It is disgusting that Trayvon Martin was killed and that the National ire sort of came and went, right? That hundreds of other people have died like this.
Yeah.
That George Floyd and that whole movement during 2020, it came and it went. And everybody paid some lip service, and then we just sort of moved on and pretended that this still wasn't an issue. And Now it's starting to happen to folks in the N group. You saw this happening in Los Angeles earlier in the first year of this administration. Now you're seeing it in this high profile killing case.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important to talk about this.
Bingo. If legislature would have been changed during Emmett Till, we wouldn't have had a Trayvon Martin. If it had been changed during Trayvon Martin, we wouldn't have had a George Floyd. If it would have been changed and codified during George Floyd, we wouldn't have a Rene Good.
But this is not just evil people advancing this. This is also good people acting like cowards when this happens.
Oh, please understand. I am not. That's why I went as far back as I did. To shoulder all the blame on our current administration.
Right, because Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing.
It is a political thing. Your politicians don't show up for you. They only show up for their lobbyists.
A lot of Democrats up until very recently have still been trying to hold a candle for ICE.
Yeah.
And now, quite suddenly, I think a lot of them are regretting that.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's getting too close to the groups that are supposed to be protected by all of this injustice and atrocity. So where does that leave you, the listener? Where does that leave us as the hosts? Get to know your neighbors, stay informed, know your rights, and look out for each other.
Not to mention, vote locally. Your vote does count.
It does. And, man, I mean, to sort of tie a ribbon to echo the beginning of the show, there's so many headlines, big and small, to keep track of these days, right? I know that I can't keep all that in my head, and I can't be on the front lines of every one of those things.
Sure.
You can't either, but just show up where you can.
Yeah.
Offer the time and energy that you can to stand up against this.
I guarantee if you spend 2026 voting in your local elections, pay attention, vote in every local election that is presented that you can vote for. Do it, and I guarantee you, when you see the power that you have with going to the polls locally, maybe you'll be motivated to do something federally. Maybe you'll be motivated to make a call to your local congressman.
And at the very least, that's probably where you have the most control, is just like making sure your block is good.
That's it.
Making sure your neighbors are good. Right?
That's it. We wouldn't know about Rene Good if citizens like us weren't out there to record it.
That's right. That's right.
Just remember that. Remember that. So take care of each other, take care of yourselves, and most importantly, end all wars.
This has been Gray Matter.
Won't take long, you can't go wrong. Stand up.
is too long, and your rights are all wrong. When they lie to your face, put them in their place. Stand up and be strong. In the times of unrest, yes, and you're all depressed.
You're all depressed.
If your life's a mess, remember,
and the world belongs to me. circle spinning faster and getting larger all the time. A whirlpool spell disaster for all the people who don't rhyme. Him who don't fit through the needle's eye. Dying. All the children who go hungry, how much food we could be buying. My father, many questions on my mind, but he didn't want to answer me. God, the whole world must be blind. Him who don't fit through the needle's eye, you may someday go insane, insane. A brand new sense of time. You may go and stand alone now and leave the hate and fear behind. Yeah, behind. Yeah, yeah.
So what's that gun you're toting? Lord, even the Jordan River's body's floating. But you tell me.
laughing at the pie of human hearts when he draw that color line here at his Beach Haven family project.
Can't you see the soldiers? I seen them marching. Whole lot of soldiers. I seen. I seen 10 soldiers, I hear them coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming.
Thank you. machine. A bullet's flying. Children run. Mother screaming.
Father, forgive them. For they know not
bullets flying.
What they do. Blessed are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Mother's moan.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Lord, have mercy. Forgive them. For they know not what they do.
Carry
forgive
my body
home. For they know not what they do.
Jimi Hendrix would say,
from the Tin Men, the Washboard Jazz Blues Trio, Palmetto Buck Stompers, and Washboard Rodeo. You are listening to 102.3 WHIV in New Orleans Community Radio, dedicated to human rights and social injustice. End all wars. Listen up, suckers.
Station serving the most unique and exciting city on earth. This is 102.3 FM WHIV New Orleans, community radio in the city of New Orleans and all points beyond.
The All-American Half Pound, Big Pure Beef Patty, lettuce, tomato.
Greetings, New Orleans. Welcome to the 504 Underground Music Show. I'm your host, Steve Wattstyle, and I'll be taking you on a journey through time with some vintage underground music from New Orleans. right here on WHIV LP 102.3 FM New Orleans.
Feel so low.
Jukebox a playing lots of Bobby songs. I heard a chicken saying when the music stopped, rock me daddy, oh daddy, oh rock. I say rock, rock, rock me daddy, oh 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 rock me daddy, don't stop. I say rock me daddy, oh daddy, oh rock. A jukebox a jumping clean off of the floor. The gals all a hollering more, more, more. Every time you hear a nickel drop, you say to rock me, daddy, oh, daddy, oh, rock. I say rock, rock, rock me, daddy, oh, 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 rock me, daddy, don't stop. I say rock me, daddy, oh, daddy, oh, rock. Dig his beat.